Welcome to Manny D's Bollywood Reviews. This will be an ongoing review-based podcast. I'll be reviewing Hindi movies for all you listeners to just understand which Hindi movies are worth watching and which aren't. Today, I'm going to review a couple movies to catch up for 2013. I'm going to start off with Ye Jawani Hai Deewani. So, Ye Jawani Hai Deewani is starring Deepika Padukone, Ranbir Kapoor, Aditya Roy Kapoor, and Kalki Kochan. It's produced by Karan Johar, so Dharma Productions, and it's directed by, I believe, Siddharth Malhotra. Let me check. No, it's Rani Mukherjee's relative, Ayan Mukherjee. So Ayan Mukherjee has directed other movies before for Dharma Productions. He did Wake Up Sid, which is also part of Dharma Productions, starring Ranbir Kapoor. So now, Ye Jawani Hai Deewani is a kind of a teeny bopper movie. It reminds me of a lot of those Hollywood flicks that teenagers go watch, and maybe that's the reason why it was such a huge hit. It was catered to that young audience, be it in Canada, North America, or even India. The story plot was okay. I thought there wasn't very many dull moments in the movie. I thought, performance-wise, I think but Deepika Padukone was good again. After Cocktail, she has surprised a little with her performances. I thought she was really good. I thought Ranbir Kapoor was excellent, as he always is in his movies. He didn't really have a lot of problems in the movie. Even the supporting cast with Aditya Roy Kapoor, Kalki Kochan, they were pretty much the highlight. They supported really well. They fit into the story plot really well. The Ayan Mukherjee put him into the pretty big stars into his movies, and these four guys gelled really well, and they had great chemistry. The music was excellent. But the Mizadil, Butlam Pichkari, Gagra, these were all excellent songs, but the highlight song was Kabira. I think that song was the best. Preetam did a really fantastic job on that soundtrack. It's one of those that you can repeat it over and over again. Overall, it was a big hit. Tons of money for Karan Johar, like he really needs it. The plot was good. I didn't think it really hindered the story that much. I thought they all did really well. So overall, the movie was really good. So out of 5 stars, I would probably give it a 3.5. I think it's worth watching if you haven't. It's a good movie. Does really well. I think you guys will like that movie. Next one I'm going to review is Bhag Milkha Bhag, another big hit, surprising hit. Bhag Milkha Bhag is directed by Rikesh Om Prakash Mehra. He's directed other movies like Rang De Basanti with Aamir Khan, and also Dali She with Abhishek Bachchan. This movie has an interesting star cast. The main guy is Farhan Akhtar. Farhan Akhtar does an unbelievable job in this movie. He resembles Milkha Singh, the sprinter, as the flying Sikh. He looks exactly like him. It's kind of weird in a way. I thought Prashun Joshi, who's a lyricist, the song lyricist, wrote the story, was great. You know, there were some parts where you didn't understand what the point was in the story. But it went on really well, and it continued to do really well throughout the story. You don't feel lots of drags. There's a lot of emotional parts in the story, and it was edited very well. The other supporting actors, Sonam Kapoor, as his love interest, first love interest, was all right. She didn't have a big role, but she was capable. Bhavan Malhotra was excellent as his the person that really introduced Milkha Singh to running. Yuvraj Singh, which is cricketer, Yuvraj Singh's father, he was the national coach. He was very good, did really well in it, looked the part, felt the part. But the person that I think might get an award performance, I thought, was Divya Dutta as Milkha Singh's sister. Most of the emotional parts that really hit you really hard are between Divya Dutta and being the young Milkha, or the older Milkha. And that, I thought, her moments were fantastic. Now, as you know, this story is about Milkha Singh, the famous sprinter from the 50s, 60s in India, who probably would have won a medal in the Olympics in Rome if he had not looked back. This kind of explains, you know, how he felt growing up. It was his younger years up to that moment, that 1960 Olympics, and how he felt, and what really happened to him during that moment, and his past, which kind of haunts him still. The music was good. My wife loves the music. It was by Shankar Ishan Loy. I thought it was okay. She seems to like it a lot. The lyrics were written by Prashun Joshi as well. As I told before, this was a huge hit movie. I was quite surprised that it was such a huge hit. So, but the marketing and stuff was done really well, and it just kept on going. Word of mouth does a lot in Bollywood. I'd give this movie a 4 out of 5. I think this movie has qualities to be India's entry to the Oscars, and it's one of those movies that might string a chord with the Western audience. The next movie I'd like to review for you, review for you is Race 2 by Abbas Mostan. Abbas Mostan, as you know, has copied many Hollywood films into their movies. This was produced by the Rani Group, Siddharth Roy Kapoor, Ronnie Screwvala, so basically UTV and stuff were involved in this. It was Tips and UTV, basically. It was written by Shiraz Ahmed. It starred Anil Kapoor, who comes back from Race 1. Saif Ali Khan, who's also back from Race 1. Deepika Padukone, John Abraham, Jacqueline Fernandez, and Amisha Patel. The music is by Preetam as well. So, this movie, I can't believe, is a huge hit. The plot was really lame, as we'd call it in Hollywood standards. The plot was lame, the story was lame. I did not enjoy this movie one bit. There were stunts, action stunts, that I just didn't understand. They were too unbelievable. Everybody was hamming it. The performances were half-baked. The characters were just, you know, I didn't understand it, how that worked. The music was not bad. It wasn't anything special. I think a lot of people went out to watch it just because Race 1 was so good. I think Race 1 had that feel, that characters that you wrapped yourself around. Where in this case, there was nothing really available. I don't even want to further waste your time. You can go watch it just to see what I mean by it. But I don't recommend it. I'd probably give it a 1.5 out of 5. That's being nice. Next one I want to do is Ashiki 2. Ashiki 2 is probably the surprise hit of the year. I had a feeling about this movie. I think there was something about it. This was produced by T-Series and Vishesh Films. Vishesh Films is basically Mukesh Bhatt and his company. Also Bhushan Kumar and Krishan Kumar, which is T-Series. It was directed by Mohit Suri, and Mohit Suri's made a lot of fantastic movies over the years. He's been a very good director. He's made Kali Yug, Avarapan, and he directed Murder 2. So he's done pretty well for himself. This one starts Shraddha Kapoor, who you guys may know as Shakti Kapoor's daughter. Yes, Shakti Kapoor, the creepy man himself, has a beautiful daughter named Shraddha Kapoor. And I mean beautiful. And not just beautiful, but she can act. She was good in it. And it also started Aditya Roy Kapoor. Now, Aditya Roy Kapoor, we talked about earlier, he's in Ye Jawani Hai Diwani as a supporting role. That's what Roy Kapoor has done since he came into the industry. He's done London Dreams as a supporting role, Guzarish he was in as a supporting role, and there was another one, that time travel one, Action Replay as well, where he was Akshay and Aishwarya's son. So this is one movie that they finally gave him where he was the star. And did he ever do well? Ashiki 2 was unreal. It was about a singer, a musician, who's kind of fallen off life, where he's just an alcoholic. And this girl comes into his life who he wants to help to make successful. In the middle, they fall in love. But what happens is she becomes really big, and he kind of hinders her from getting bigger in life and getting bigger as a career or as an individual. So he feels that he's stopping her from getting to that point. Or in the other's eyesight, Shraddha Kapoor knows that she's nothing without him, and she can't move on without him because she's in love with him. So, very complicated movie, I guess in words, but if you watch it, you really understand it. Both Shraddha Kapoor and Aditya work well in this movie. They got intense chemistry. They do really well. Their emotions, you can feel, both of them, the hurt emotions, the struggle emotions, you know, the happiness emotions, you feel all of that, and it's a very powerful movie when it comes to emotions. Mohit Suri does really well to show what each of the two characters feel and how they feel. You can really feel it come through the movie. The big part of this movie, and I say big part of this movie, was its music. And music was done by three people. It was Mithun, Jeet Ganguly, and Ankit Tiwari. The music for this movie was unbelievable. Like the original Ashiki, which had a magical score. The sequel, which is totally different from the original people, had an unbelievable soundtrack. I would have to say the best soundtrack of the year so far. Our soundtrack hasn't even come close. The songs are just amazing, and some of the some of the Domihijo is probably the most popular song. I've seen it used in weddings now as their slow songs, entrance songs. It's haunting, but yet soothing, if you know what I mean. Sun Raha Hai is another one. Shreya Ghoshal sings the girls' version. And it's another haunting melody. But you feel... You can feel a lot of emotions in the music, too. Those are the two big songs. Bulane Na was really good, too, as well. Bulade Na. Yeah, that's the one that I'm just looking it up right now. Bulane Dena is a very good song, too. The lyrics in there just make you understand how he feels in certain parts of the movie. Like I said, Sun Raha Hai, Shreya Ghoshal sings the female one, and I believe Ankit Tiwari sings the male one, and that is pretty good too. Mithun has done a really good job with a lot of these. Mithun and Ankit Tiwari have done a really good job. Singing G. Gangli, he's done a couple of songs in here too. But Mithun's Tumiho and Miri Ashiki were really good. And Ankit Sun Raha Hai was really good. So Jeet Gangli has done mostly the rest of them. So really good soundtrack. The marketing was unreal. He saw it everywhere on TV. It was one of those movies that you couldn't stop seeing on TV or anywhere you went. So box office wise, it's done really well. Big hit. Actually a blockbuster hit. It's in the 100 crore, which is something to talk about. Is movies that are 100 crore, that's all people are talking about. But it's getting pretty close to the 100 crore. It's at 78 crore. So it's got a ways away, but I don't know if it'll make it, but it is a hit, which is... It's a blockbuster hit, which is really good, so good for that movie. I'd probably give it a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really good. Very good romantic movie. Next one that I want to review is Ranjana, which is another surprising hit. Ranjana looked weird to me. Honestly, I'm saying by honest, it was one of those that just didn't click to me in the previews. Ander Del Rey is the director. He has also directed, what's that movie with Abbe Diol? I'm trying to think of it right now on top of my head. Tanu Wedsman, which was an excellent movie. The screenplay and story was by Himanshu Sharma. Music was by A.R. Rahman. So you had a feeling music would be decent. E. Ross produced it and distributed it. So you had good background. It starred Sonam Kapoor, Abbe Diol, and South actor Dhanush, who you guys may know as the guy who sang Kolaveri De. That's what he's famous for. But he makes his Hindi debut. Especially for not knowing Hindi, he does pretty well, I think. That was basically the cast. The plot is about Dhanush and his childhood love for Sonam, and how, you know, she goes away, comes back, and she loves somebody else, and etc. So it gets pretty detailed and pretty intense. This basically like a Romeo Juliet, where the Juliet doesn't really love Romeo. So if you can understand that, that's where you kind of get the story. It was good. The soundtrack was it wasn't bad. I think A.R. Rahman did pretty good. It's not his best, but it's not his worst either. So it was pretty good. The movie overall, I'd probably give it a 3 out of 5. It wasn't that bad. It was a hit movie. I can see why it probably stuck a chord with the young audience once again, and they took it just like they did with Ashiqui 2 and Yeh Jawani Hai Diwani. So that's a couple of the movies that I would say were pretty good. There were other movies this year so far that were not bad. I'm just going through the list of the ones that I've seen, which I can tell you what I felt about them. And it's funny because since I've been married and have kids, I haven't had time to watch movies. I watched Ram Gopal Varma's The Attack of 2611 with Nana Patekar. I'd stay away from it. It's not that good. It's kind of creepy too to see all of that. I'd probably give it a half a star out of five. It's pretty bad. Let's see, what else did I watch here? I'm trying to go through it. Chashme Badur, David Bowen, with Ali Zafar. That one's pretty good. It's pretty funny. It goes back to the good old David Bowen, the straight silly comedy. I'd probably give it a 2.5 out of 5. It's not bad. It's a good time pass movie. If you're looking for a movie just to watch and have some laughs, that's probably the one you want to see. I think the rest, I kind of gave my reviews off of. Once I get more movies, I start watching. Oh, Yamla Pagla Diwana 2 I watched with the Dial brothers. You know, being a Dial, I was kind of embarrassed by this movie. I thought it was really silly. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't even finish watching it. That's how bad it was. I'd probably give it a half a star out of 5. Half a star just because the Dials are all in it. And the music was okay, so that wasn't bad, but overall, it was pretty stupid. What else have I seen? Ramaiya Vastaveya, another surprising hit movie. This is directed by Prabhu Deva, as we all know from Wanted and Rowdy Rator. He directs a romantic comedy, almost, with newcomer Girish Kumar, who's the son of the Tips company, and also Kamal Hassan's daughter Shruti Hassan. So Shruti Hassan and Girish Kumar do really well. They have lots of chemistry. The music is really good. The story is not bad. It's not the greatest, but it kind of reminds me, if you've ever seen Salman Khan's old movies, Maine Pyar Kiya, and what's the other one? Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya? It's basically like that, where, you know, he loves this girl. The girl got embarrassed by his family. She goes back, and her brother, Sonu Sood, doesn't want her to get married to him because of what his family did. And he works there in the farm to win over Sonu Sood. So basically, it's a Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya / Maine Pyar Kiya together and made Ramaiya Vastaveya. Once again, Prabhu Deva does pretty good. He also comes in the movie like he does with all of his and dances like a freak of nature. So I'd probably give that movie a 3 out of 5 as well. I thought it was pretty good. I saw Nasha with Poonam Pandey, the ever-famous Poonam Pandey. As you guys well know, she's a Twitter freak with her pictures and stuff. Amit Saxena, who's the director of Nasha, is a pretty good director. He directed the first Jism. That's what he's really famous for, with Bipasha Basu and John Abraham. But he doesn't do that bad. The movie is not the greatest. The acting is not the greatest. But, you know, you can see that Jism feel to this movie again. I'd probably only give it a 2 out of 5, just because the acting is kind of weak. But it's got its moments where you're just like, okay, this could have been better if they concentrate on it a little bit more. Other than that, I'd probably go see Chennai Express this weekend, and then hopefully give you guys a review. So that's about it for now. hopefully soon I'll have more reviews coming up. That's about it. I'll end it off with this song that I'm a really big fan of, and hopefully you are too. I'm signing off till next time. Thanks, guys. See ya. Manny D out. नहीं सकते तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा तुझसे जुदा अगर हो जाएंगे तो खुद से ही हो जाएंगे जुदा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम ही हो पल दूर गवारा नहीं तेरे लिए हर रोज है जीते तुझको दिया मेरा वक्त सभी कोई लम्हा मेरा ना हो तेरे बिना हर सांस पे नाम तेरा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम साथ मेरा है नसीब जुड़ा तुझे पाके अधूरा न रहा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी